Hi, everyone. It's Jordan here. Welcome to the call. We'll start our meeting in 1 minute. I'll just go into the Adobe room. Okay, hi everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the 23rd, I think, meeting of Working Party 1 of the CCWG. First call for a while, so thank you all for coming along. Thank you all in particular to you all for coming along. The last couple of weeks haven't been the easiest ride for us, so for our group, I know all the other co-chairs and rapporteurs feel the same way. Would like to thank you for your ongoing commitment to this work. It is important work, and whatever is happening in the broader picture, we're going to need to get this stuff done. So the purpose of this call today is to think about, discuss, share ideas, and brainstorm a bit about the community forum. Community forum is the topic du jour. I'm just trying to pull up our Google Doc to be able to look at it at the same time. But the way that I saw this call working was to simply have a very general discussion about the sorts of improvements to the community forum that we need to make in order to give it the next level of detail. Now, by way of context, we did start to work on some operationalized detail as we were finalizing the report. And my memory is that our feeling as a group was that we were introducing that level of detail too late to get full consideration of it by the whole CCWG before we had to finalize the second draft proposal. And also that at this stage of things, because the forum wasn't a binding, decision-making forum, people would be reasonably relaxed about there not being a bunch of procedural information in detail. But from the feedback that I think we've got so far, at least that I've seen, which isn't by any means comprehensive, there is indeed a call for more information in detail, and people are saying this is a rather important feature in the accountability framework. So that's the kind of plan for the call, would be to have a look through the document that I've put on the wiki, where some people have added their thoughts, and have a very general discussion about nature of improvements that we need to make, specific suggestions you may have. So think of this as an ideas harvesting and discussion forum. That's how I think we should use the call anyhow. So the first item is to just test whether people are happy with that idea. And so if you've got a comment on that or generally about what we need to do, Please raise your hand in the Adobe room. Steve DelBianco's hand is up. Go ahead, Steve, and good morning.
Hey, Jordan.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, and thanks for convening the call. I wanted to add that I share most of the blame for your Annex 1 not making it into our commitment. I remember the WP1 call where I grew very concerned that by defining the community forum with specificity, that it would mislead people into believing it was another structure or another entity, and it had roles in it for the board, it had roles for the CEO, and I was afraid that that would make everything seem too complex. As it turned out, you were right. People wanted detail for their community forum, and so we're back where we were in July about needing to explain to everybody that while it is going to have some details and rules, it is definitely not a new structure, and it's not a new entity. It's simply an event. It's a convening of entities that are defined in the bylaws today, and we want to put some parameters around what support they get from staff, and some parameters around what they can do when they're there. And that's one of the comments that I put in today, which is that I think that I can envision the community forum needing to speak with, our legal counsel, whether it's Sidley and Adler or somebody similar to them. We may need some help from lawyers other than those working for ICANN. So I added that as a potential item. Thanks again, Jordan.
Thanks, Steve. If I may use the prerogative of this role, I think things are a little bit broader than that. I think if this is going to be the core of the Public Accountability Forum, and if it's going to be an integral part of exercising any of the community powers, we may need to do a bit more formalization than you're talking about. But that doesn't change the fact that this is not like the community mechanism, which is just a vote counting affair. But it is still a lightweight construct, and we do need to get that across. The next person in the speaking list is Tijani. Tijani, you said that you're muted, I think. Let's see if you can talk. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Jordan. Tijani speaking. I hate to disagree with my friend Steve, but I have another fear. I have a different fear from him. Because in your introduction, Jordan, you said because it is not a decision-making body, we are more relaxed to finalize.
Awesome.
In the process, it is something.
Tijani, your audio is coming along fine for about 15 seconds, and then you're vanishing for about 10 seconds. So we're hearing you in loud gaps, if you like.
And now, do you hear me well?
Just then we did.
Yes.
Jordan? Yes. Okay, so I continue?
Yes, please do.
Thank you very much. So I repeat that I consider the community forum as an essential part of the process because it is the way to make our decisions more, if you want, concerted. And also because it permits to the community to discuss decisions that may be taken by one AC. So this is something that we decided because there was an opposition to the removal of directors, of individual directors, by the appointing SO and ACs. And I think this is something very important that we have to take care of it, and we have to emphasize the importance of this forum. It is not a decision-making body, but it is a compulsory step in the process. That we have to emphasize on it, and we have to emphasize it, and we have to make it clear for our report and our report that this is a way to make, as you called it, Jordan, very rightly, it is more or less a community accountability, a public community accountability way. So I don't have the same fear as Steve. I have another fear that some people try to understand it or to consider it as optional way. It is a discussion. It is only to discuss, so it is not important, etc. It is very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiani, for that. And your audio did stop cutting out, so that's where we're at. Thank you. Kavus, you're next on the speaking list.
Good day to everyone. First of all, at least for myself, like few other people, I am disappointed that from 17 and 18th of July that we have this community sole member approved or agreed in Paris. On 3rd of September, we received this disagreement. Nevertheless, they are free to make a comment. But first of all, they have a summary in the table of on page 4, summary table. If we look in the summary table, I have looked at the three areas. The areas that they have agreed with us, 1A, the area that they have some comment, 1B, and the area that they have disagreed, 2. So I think if I compare this table with the content of the remaining part, there are some inconsistencies between the table and the textual part in various areas. This is point number one. Point number two, they refer to the issue that we are going to not observe an open multi-stakeholder governance mechanism by changing the current situation to the sole member. I think it is the contrary. By removing the community forum clearly and explicitly, the ICANN board would not favor the community involvement in an inclusive manner. The way I read the community forum, if I'm right, please correct me if I'm wrong, it is an open consultation environment and instances, and everybody, SO and AC and any other interested people, could freely and openly participate in the discussion and contribute to the issue before going to the vote. So by suppressing or not considering that, it is something in against what's said in the paragraph saying that we tried not to allow this open consultation. So this is one point that they have. But we have to be quite clear. The other point under the bullet 4, they said that including unknown risk caused by potential shift in the balance of power. This is also contradicting what they said. They said in some part of the document that if we have a decision to make and two SO agree with that, and they said without any negative or without any disagreement of an AC, that means one AC is sufficient to totally negate the decision or the petitions by the two SO. This is a risk of imbalance. I don't know how they could put it in the balance. So it's quite clear that they don't want the community power, empowerment as we have, and they have their own, but there are a lot of unclear situations. Jordan, I don't want to go to the detail. The comments of distinguished colleagues, in particular Greg, spent considerable amount of time and prepared a comparative table, and in that table a lot of good materials are there and a lot of ambiguous things are there. So we have to also take that into account. So there are some unclear points, and there are some mixture of the IRP and community empowerment. They mix them up together. We don't know who is who and what is what. And sometimes they mention that the decision of this group issue or issue group of community issue group is binding, and the other side, this is that subject to the court decision. We don't know really whether. If the ICANN does not agree with that binding, they will go to the court, or the decision of the group as they propose goes to the court. The most important
Just a moment. Sorry to interrupt you. The topic of this call is only the community forum. I understand that you're raising the broader concern about the board's response, and you're talking about the summary that Greg has done, but Would it be, all we're here to do is brainstorm about the ways to improve the community forum. We're not going to try and deal with the board's input here. That's all going to be on the full CCWG call.
I apologize. Sorry, forgive me. For me, community forum is an essential part of the process. Mm-hmm. It is the most important part in the middle to look and to listen to all discussion and must be retained. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And that last point I think everyone agrees with that I've heard of so far. Thanks, Kabuz. So everyone, let's try and keep it more narrowly focused if we could on the topic. Malcolm, you're next in the speaking queue.
Thank you, Jordan. Malcolm Hartley for the record. Jordan, I address myself to your opening remark where you said that this had been envisaged as a very open format, and that the feedback that you had understood that we'd received, at least so far, was that much more detail was required. My comment to that is that I would distinguish between people that say that they want more detail about how the community forum works, and a different point, which would be to say that people wanted it to be a more prescriptive rule set as to how the community forum should work. I share Kavusa's view expressed a moment ago that this community forum is a very important, crucial deliberative phase. As Tijani was saying, it's not by no means optional, a crucial deliberative phase, but one that is intended to be open and participatory, not one that's intended to be closed and representative, and therefore would need a set of specific, of detailed rule sets for determining how that participation would work, how the representation would work for ensuring that it was indeed representative and so forth. But instead, an open forum where those that are going to make the decision elsewhere can discuss amongst themselves across the boundaries of their various stakeholder groups what the best decision should be. Now, thinking about it from the perspective of those who haven't been part of this working group, haven't been part of this working party, and reading the document, I can well understand that people might want it, might share that view, but still want that detail to be spelt out so that they were assured that they weren't going to later get some detailed prescriptive rule set that excluded them from participation. So I'm making this distinction here that simply saying that they want more details does not necessarily mean that they want it to be more a narrower and more prescriptive rule set, but they may just want the detail that there will not be such a narrow and exclusive rule set that will prevent them from participating directly created at some later stage. Thank you.
Thanks, Malcolm. Greg, you're next. Thank you for coming on the call.
Thank you, and Lashana Sova, excuse me for being hollow while I'm talking to you. But in any case, I think we need to clarify the role of the community forum in the whole flow of decision-making and multi-stakeholder consensus building in order to save the single member. I think if we don't understand how, if we can't really explain how the community forum works, and more importantly, what the linkage is between the outcome of the community forum and the potential outcome of the single member vote, then we are in trouble, or I should say the single member is in trouble. Because I think, I took a lot of time to digest the board's comments, and I'm not going back to that extensively, but just to say that, you know, in spite of the rather Orwellian way that we kind of learned about it, they make some good points. They're not points we didn't consider, and they are to some extent points we, you know, had teed up that didn't get into the document, but they nonetheless, we need to be very, very explicit that, you know, this is an extension of the multi-stakeholder model, that the multi-stakeholder model flourishes in the community forum, and that it's not going to somehow get hijacked by a couple of SOs voting the single member in some different fashion, in some radically different fashion, with complete, ability to divorce themselves completely from the community. We really need to, the community forum actually should be the star, in a sense, of this show. The single member is the scary part, because membership gives powers. But really, the place where the powers are, directed, the brain trust, really should be the community forum, in my mind. And that should be feel like something very comfortable. Not to call it a structure, but it could be the world's shortest term cross-community working group. A two-week-long kind of brigadoon cross-community working group that will rise up and do what it has to do and then disappear, but leaving behind the will of the multi-stakeholder community. And if we can do that, if that can become the centerpiece and not the CMFM as the centerpiece, then I think we'll be in a good place. It's kind of like Frankenstein. Everyone calls the monster Frankenstein, but he's really Frankenstein's monster. He's controlled, or should have been controlled, by Dr. Frankenstein, who was the brains of the operation. I think what everyone fears is that Frankenstein's monster, the CMSM, will get out of control, or at least is just really scary. We have to put the focus back on the doctor and not on the monster. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Jorge, you're on the speaking list next.
Hello, Jordan. Do you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. This is Jorge Cancio, for the record. I've shared with you some general thoughts in the Google Doc and also online. I think it's very important. It's really key that we flesh out the details of the community forum, which in my view a very important tool for the multi-stakeholder model and for trying at least to achieve consensus the most as much as possible. And in my input to the list, I've extracted some goals as I see them in the report, and some goals which should be fulfilled by the community forum. First is some mutual information among the SOs and ACs participating in the community forum. Then there's a phase or a function of deliberation and interaction where there's really a discussion and a conversation between the different SOs and ACs. And the goal is, in the end, to achieve a well-informed conclusion. I think it's important that we flesh these details out in the next version of the community forum, and probably some process will be needed in order that this deliberate approach is really fulfilled, and that the community forum is not only some kind of formal phase where we have to go through, but everybody, each SO and AC, will get into it with already their minds made up and without listening to the others. So I think it's very important to establish some process where we make sure that every SO and AC listens to the other SOs and ACs and takes into account their advice, their recommendation, especially on their points on their specific points of expertise. So listen to the GNSO when we are talking about GTLD policy. Listen to the CCNSO whenever CCTLD policy is affected, and also listen to the GAC whenever public policy is affected. So perhaps I will end this input with the suggestion that we look for all the comments made in the public comment period on the community forum, which I think are mostly very positive, but look for more details, and also take into account the GAC input, which I've posted as a comment to the Google Doc. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge. Appreciate that. Look to the public. I do know that the staff, just for information, the staff are working on a public comment tool that is a bit different to last time. It doesn't repeat verbatim all of the content of all of the comments in hundreds and hundreds of cells over hundreds of pages. It's a more summary analysis, so we'll see how that goes. It should give us more easy access to the key points that have been raised about the forum. So far, what this discussion is doing from my point of view is kind of fleshing out the concept a bit and our shared understandings of what it's for, and there seems to be a lot of consistency here, so that's good. After Tijani speaks, I'm going to ask you to sort of start adding particular suggestions further about areas of detail that we might add, or the sorts of, you know, the feel of an updated part of the proposal on this. But before we do that, Tijani, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jordan. I hope you hear me better now.
Sounds okay to me. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, the community forum was thought of while we were working on the sole member model. So it is related to the sole member model. If we will work on another model, we will see if it will be a necessity, or if it will be optional, or if it will be another reform. But now we are speaking about the single member model. First, second, Malcolm, you said that we don't have to be very very precise, and we don't have to. I think that there are two principles. The first, it is the most inclusive for all people. Everyone who wants to join, they can join. Second point, this forum is a way for the community to discuss. There is no decision inside this forum. So if we agree on those two issues, I think everything will be easy to deal with. I saw what was written in an earlier time, with membership, with not exactly membership, but people appointed to the forum from the SO and DCs. This is made in the spirit of having people inside the forum, because perhaps one day we will not find anyone in the forum. So at least we have those people in the forum. But the forum is open for everyone. Exactly like this working group, it is open for everyone. Everyone is discussing at the same level. There is no, even the charter was violated, because the charter said when you have a straw poll to do, or you have to take a decision, when you have to choose a text for the report, you have to do it within the members of the group and not within the participants and members. And yet we are using, we are not following this rule of the charter. We are discussing and deciding all together, participants, members, etc. The community forum should be the same. We don't have a decision to make, but we have to have everyone inside the forum discussing. But for the formal, if you want to have people inside this forum to have also a chair of the forum to chair the meetings. We need people appointed, and this can be discussed. There was a proposal, an earlier proposal, but we can change it. But I think we have to start with something, putting in our mind that it is the most inclusive. It is not closed. It is open for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiani. Good points there. For myself, I certainly think that what I was trying to do in that earlier draft where we did list some people was not to close down participation but to assure participation. In other words, my own instinct was that by creating some slots that people would fill from the various SOs and ACs, it was likely that they would try and fill them, and that in turn would mean that at least there were some participants in the discussion from all around the ICANN community, and this would help. But like the CCWG model, if it's open to participation as well, I think that's a principle we tried to embed in the earlier discussion. Greg, you're next, and then Steve.
Thanks. In listening to Tijani, I agree with just about everything he said, but my concern is the idea that this group will have no decision-making power. And maybe the word decision construed narrowly, that may be true, but there needs to be an outcome. Otherwise, it's going to be too much like the public forum at the end of every ICANN meeting, where sometimes some very useful points that are made that are later taken up by others, and for many people, it's a chance to blow off steam, and for some, it's carnival. But one thing it isn't is the will of the community coalescing in any fact. Somebody's typing stuff. In any case, I think we need to revisit the question of the outcome. Maybe it's not a decision in the sense that the single member would be absolutely bound by the outcome, but I think there needs to be an outcome that has some gravity attached to it. I think that part of making the community forum the centerpiece and not making the single member the centerpiece, because the community forum is the most inclusive, most multi-stakeholder area of our proposal. So I think we need to come up with an outcome that has some weight to it. I think that's part of what will save the single member. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. This is leading me to write a suggestion into the Google Doc about how that might be done. I won't interpose in the speaking list, though, to talk about that right now. In terms of, I think, by decision-making, what we were trying to convey was that it doesn't do the work of the community mechanism as a single member. In other words, it isn't a body of people who sit down after the discussion and take the vote. It was to distinguish between the decisions being made in the SOAC structure. But I think you've raised a valuable point for us to be thinking about, so thank you. The next person on the speaking list is Steve DelBianco.
Jordan, I want to echo what you just said. The community forum is an event, not an entity, and is an event that has some structure around it, but it's not a structured entity that has any life beyond the convening to discuss. And then the ACs and SOs themselves, created by the ICANN bylaws, are the ones who decide. So the forum doesn't decide to Johnny. The ACs and SOs decide, but the forum is supposed to be the event where they discuss, perhaps gather advice, ask questions, and then consult with each individual AC and SO on whether it wants to, in the case of CMSM, take a vote, or in the case of the MEM proposed by the board, the decision that the ACs and SOs would make after convening the forum is the decision on whether to request the arbitration that the board and its legal team propose as part of the MEM. So the decisions are taken not by the forum. The decisions are taken by the ACs and SOs, but the forum is the event where a discussion takes place prior to the voting by the underlying ACs and SOs. So I'm trying to clarify that as fundamental concepts of this whole forum And it's reflected in both Annex 1 and 2 in Jordan's document. So are we all trying to align on that, or are we actually questioning those fundamental principles, Jordan?
I haven't heard anything in the discussion that questions those fundamental principles. I think it was to Johnny
emphasizing there is no decision, there is no decision. And that's right in a sense, in that the forum doesn't make a decision because the forum isn't an entity. The ACs and SOs make the decision, though, to Johnny. They make it after having gathered at the forum. Is that better?
I think without people having actively discussed it, I haven't heard anything that contradicts that understanding. So what happens maybe a little late and maybe a little less visibly than it could have in the discussion is that the importance of dialogue and discussion and there being some community out of the silos of the SOs and ACs talking about accountability issues grew into saying not only should it be a general discussion about accountability issues that people want to raise, but that if we're going to exercise any of these powers, including the ones of an SO, for example, to recall its own appointed directors, there has to be a broader discussion. So there has to be the dialogue that is required. And so that leads me to think that a more fleshed out version of this proposal would be clearer about summing up its purpose and its role in other processes. So its role in the exercise of the community powers, its role in the public accountability forum idea. It would be a bit clearer maybe about participation and so on. But there's a reasonable amount of importance attached to it. But that core of informs dialogue and discussion so that people have a community-wide perspective before they make decisions is, I think, the nugget that's made this very important. So that's my interpretation anyhow. Caboose, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
I think that you have discussed sufficiently the issue of community forum. I have heard no even any comments or any doubt about the necessity and importance and usefulness of that. What we can prepare, or may you and a few colleagues prepare, a short text indicating that the process has three steps, and this step in the middle is one of the most important part of the steps, providing the opportunity to everybody to freely and openly express their views and take all necessary steps before going to the voting, and you cannot just simply drop one of the steps among the three others. And I think you can discuss it for hours, but I don't see any disagreement or any doubts. So perhaps if you agree, we should try to finalize the steps. Thank you.
Thanks, Caboose. And yes, it is. We've only got 20 minutes left on this call, and we will be finishing on time. So it might be time to just see if there are some specific suggestions about ways to improve the proposals. I think we've all got the concept. There seems to be a shared understanding of the concept. What there isn't is a shared, vision of exactly how it should be written up. And there are a couple of ways to do that. One is that just a couple of us have a go at doing it and then discuss it, and we do that after we've read the feedback from the public comments. The other is that we try to do a mass group drafting exercise. Now, my preference is always to have a group of people write something and then for the broader group to critique it, because I think it's just easier. And I think we've harvested some useful sort of more shared understanding in this discussion already, so I think that's been valuable. But if you've got particular suggestions or particular questions you think that needs to be asked, for example, I think that Paul Schindler from AUDA is on this call. And Paul, your submission asked a lot of questions about the model and about this in particular. So maybe you've got some suggestions about specific things you think need to be covered after reflecting on the discussion we've had. I don't know. If you do, I guess you'll add yourself to the speaking list.
I will, thanks,
John. Thanks. But anyway, thanks, Caboose. And Greg, you're the next on the speaking list, so please go ahead.
Thanks. I'll be brief so I don't sound like a broken record. I think
we still need to show what the linkage is between the outcome of the community forum and the votes or actions, decisions taken in the SOACs that would be participating in the single member or the MEM. This would all be easier, obviously, if we had a plenum, 100% participation across the board. But, you know, we won't. And that, I think, is a problem. And I think the community forum is the solution. But if we say that it's not going to, that it could potentially be just a hot air exchange session, and that there's no guarantee, no even kind of belief that it will influence either the SOACs that are voting, or you know, or ultimately how the CMSM or the MEM act. You know, then we have an issue. I think it's a bigger issue in the single member model, because the MEM model is an arbitration, and you know, if a group of multi stakeholders can always institute some sort of an arbitration. It might be an IRP, but you know, it's not the same thing as actually exercising the power. So I think, again, I think the problem we're dealing with is the perception of a potentially imbalanced or easily captured or unrepresentative single member, and also perhaps the same thing with the MEM if we went that way. And how do we solve that problem? That's the question.
Thanks, Greg. I think that's. I think I've got that point now twice in the notes from you, and I think it is a very important one. So I appreciate that. Paul, you're magically in the speaking list. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jordan. Summon me and I shall appear. You raised the issue of our comments, Outer's comments, as part of the public consultation. And I stick by what you and I have discussed previously, that unfortunately we're in a situation where we have more questions than we have solutions. And I know you're pressing as the rapporteur for this group for solutions. And unfortunately, I think everybody over the last couple of days is a little distracted with some other developments. But I still think that our questions, even if that's all they are, can be useful. We were reading it as a, you know, essentially not a direct participant in this working party, but tracking of what was going on, and then all we can do is but look at what is presented finally. So I think those questions could actually form the thought basis, the deliberations for this group. They become your dot points before you start fleshing it out. And it's very simple things, starting with the precise triggers for how the community forum is convened, operational details of how it will function, getting down into the added stuff that Steve added about, you know, potential legal advice, etc. But it's got to start at the highest level, and then getting to the conclusion of what outcomes it'll arrive at. We acknowledge that it will be stated right up front that it will not have any decision-making powers, but what then? What comes of the forum once it's wrapped up, and that will summarise nicely what's expected of it as it operates. I think there shouldn't be too much hysteria around the sole member model versus now possibly the MEN and what that means for the future of this forum. My initial read is that the forum's an initial tool, a useful tool in its own right, and should continue largely the same. Because the board's input is but one input to the public comments, I assume that the working party has no option but to continue as expected. So, as I said, while I don't have any solutions now, and I'll certainly deliberate over it and provide some more constructive ideas over the next few days, I still think the questions that we've seen through the public comment period provide a good basis for us to get working here.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. I just want to respond to a comment by Avery in the chat, which says, I do not understand what we mean by no decision powers. Obviously, the forum will have some decision powers that are things like regulating its own procedure, electing a chair, calling a meeting, and so on. I think what that was trying to sum up was that it won't have decision-making powers in respect of the community powers within the accountability forum. So the ICANN community forum wouldn't be the body that decides whether to veto a standard bylaws change, for example. And I think being clearer about that, as with everything in our second draft proposal, is really important. But that's my understanding. The forum isn't one with the power. The power resides with the SOs and ACs making their decisions through the community mechanism of the single member voting process in the second draft proposal. The next person on the speaking list I've got is Cavus, Greg, I think those are old hands, and I think Malcolm is a new hand.
Yes, it was Jordan. I just wanted to briefly address myself to Paul and Greg's point about outcome. I think it behoves us to remember to ask ourselves why we created the community forum in the first place. What's it there for? What problem does it solve? In my view, the reason why we did this and the problem that it solves is clear in that the SOs and ACs are the ones that are actually deciding whether or not to exercise the power of the single member, the community powers, and they do so in their own groups. And if they did so without ever speaking to each other, that would be unfortunate. That would mean that there would not be the opportunity to exchange the information as to why the use of a community power was justified or not justified in a given case. So the purpose of the community forum is simply to solve that problem, to ensure that there can be that transmission of information, that opportunity for dialogue. There doesn't need to be some specific written document or other form of communique or anything as formalized as that, but it's simply to address the problem that if we don't talk to each other before we go ahead and exercise these extremely important community functions, we would be negligent in how we did so, and this solves that problem. So I think it's as simple as that, and we don't need to get too worked up about trying to formalize and construct a mechanism for an outcome from this community forum. The outcome is more responsible use of the community powers by the SOs and ACs acting through the single member.
Thanks, Malcolm, and I think that's a very useful hallback to the core purpose here, which I think is Jorge in the chat has described this as decision shaping rather than decision making. And I think that's something that an insight that has come back time and again in this process, that in terms of accountability, there is this sort of mutual holding to account across the community between the staff, the board, the various SOs and ACs, and community participants, that is really helped and enhanced by dialogue, by asking the tricky questions, by being able to have people account for their actions in a public forum. And that's what this was designed to achieve, at least in part. So that part of it, at least, is what the public accountability forum concept would do. And if that's an embedded part of this proposal, it does need shaping up, because for people who are used to legalities or to hard decision-making, that can seem really waffly. I think there's an insight there that's really important, which is why all sorts of government systems have that requirement. Greg, is that a new hand from you?
Yes, it's a new hand.
Thanks.
New hand from here. My suggestion, I think what we're here to talk not just about, clarifying what we thought the community forum was, but perhaps modifying it slightly to respond to concerns and as we operationalize. So a suggestion in thinking about it as the world's shortest-lived working group, what I called it a little while ago, a working group comes out with a recommendation, which then has to go to the chartering organization councils for approval, not guaranteed. So perhaps there could be an outcome that would be a recommendation, which would then go to each of the voting members of the single member model or of the MEM, and which they could decide to follow or reject, but that would be an outcome that would be considered. And what, you know, question would then be, what happens if the outcome is rejected by a majority of the participants? You know, that's something to be talked about. But I thought that at least is a path, a defined path for this decision shaping, which is a very nice sounding but highly abstract concept. But I think that leaving was just kind of a sense that, oh, we had a nice discussion, but you know, you can't tell what kind of came out of it. Well, first off, that probably is unlikely. You tend to come to decisions, maybe not on one call like this call, but we do tend, as multi-stakeholders, to come up with outcomes. So I think the idea that there will be no outcome is a little bit artificial. So I would encourage us to think about something like an outcome being a recommendation to the voting body. So there's at least, again, a kind of check and balance against an unbalanced version of the community having control of the actual single member, or for that matter, the MEM. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. With my rapporteur hat off and my member hat on, I think we'd need to be careful about that, because as soon as there's any sense that the forum makes recommendations, whether they're binding or not, there has to be a process that can lead to recommendations that in turn creates a requirement for representativeness, that in turn will raise questions about diversity, that in turn will raise questions about the kind of standing of the forum and so on. So my instinct is that one way to sell or explain this is that a lot of these discussions happen anyway. There's a lot of SONAC discussion. There's the SOAC leadership group that meets with ICANN staff every now and again. There are all the informal linkages between SOs and ACs. What this forum would do is pull some of it into a more public, if you like, a more public setting on the record, and having open conversations about some of these issues in the way that hasn't been done in the past necessarily. I think at the moment my personal view is a little bit more on the side of the informality that we've been embedding so far. But that's just to express that view. Look, thank you for all of those comments, everyone. We've got 7 minutes left to go. And we've got a couple of jobs to do on this particular piece. I think we do need to try and flesh out the proposal a bit more, at least to explain it a bit more coherently. One thing I can undertake for you as rapporteur is to try and write a summary of the nature of this discussion, and I'll just do that as not representing it, but just my take on what happened, and send it through to the CCWG list for them for it to be like a little report back of this meeting for the call at 0600 on the 15th. The other thing that we can do is see if anyone in the group would like to work with me over the next week or so, probably, to start taking that Section B of this Google Doc, a possible draft updated text, maybe integrating some of the feedback that we've just had, maybe integrating some of the stuff that's come through in public comments, maybe taking the questions that have come in some of the public comments, like the AEDA one, and making sure that they get answered so that things are more more bulletproof, if you like. And trying to tease out, maybe that's another task, is trying to tease out the critical core of what this thing is, so that it isn't mistakable. And I don't think we quite have full agreement on that yet, so teasing those things out will make it easier to finally decide on them. Does that sound all right? Are there any other last comments that people want to make before we wrap this one up? I have an old hand up, so I'm taking it down. Yeah, there's a bit of discussion in the chat about the nature of the decision making or not, the recommendation making or not, the time that it would take. Keith Jarzak said he would help with the public comment analysis. He didn't necessarily say he'd help with the drafting. Greg, is that an old hand from you or is it a new one? Hold on, thanks. Okay, well, I think we might close this one there, actually. And I'll just finish, as I started, with thanking you all for coming on the call and for the contribution. I personally found that a useful debate and just kind of getting my head back into this and in terms of raising some perspectives and suggestions about what it is that we need to balance in getting the next draft right. If you do want to help in some more direct drafting, I don't mind muddling away at this by myself. It's a nice limited scope piece of work. But if you do, I'll bounce first to the people who volunteered earlier, there are 9 or 10 of them, you know who you are, and then we'll get something out to the list probably late in the week. And of course, we may be sent off on an entirely different path of action by the CCWG meeting tomorrow. So thanks. One last hand. Caboose, your hand is up.
Yes. Two points. First, we wish to express our good holidays to Greg and all the people they taking these days as holidays up to 21st of September. Is the first one. Second, as a liaison of the ICG, I have drew the attention of the chair of the ICG, CCWG, the content of the ICANN notes, saying that if we take that approach, some of the requirement of CWD in naming issues may not be met in the transition and it will be difficulties.
Caboose, we can't. You've faded right away from your microphone. It's very hard to hear you.
Risk that some of the concerns of the naming community may not be met. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that reminder. Yes, the requirements of the CWG proposal do need to be met if we don't want to disrupt further the transition side of things. And there are some other discussions to have on that front, as I'm sure you all know. So thanks again, and speak to hopefully every single one of you in about, 10 hours. Have a good day, night, whatever. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.